Thank you. So last week we started choices. I didn't put that up there. Choices.
Lovely handwriting.
And if you remember, if you weren't here, whatever, we talked about some personal story of my life, some friends that made a bad choice, the life and death of Lynn Bias. Remember that story?
And I drove through a plate glass window with a Cadillac.
Yep. And we also looked at the temptations of Jesus and how he responded to them. Today we're going to go even more in depth of this whole choice thing. And this whole lesson is based off a question I was asked like a long time ago. I've thought about it ever since. Put it into a lesson, which also reminds me, we still have that question box. Take advantage of that. Some things. Can it wait?
You should do a lesson on how to deal with loss.
Oh, that's the name of the what?
How to deal with loss.
Welcome, we just began.
Look, she is ready.
Oh, Tyler's speaking.
Shut up!
Alright, so the question is, I was asked if God has a will for us, but he already knows what's going to happen, how does that work? Kind of God's will versus free will. Have any of you thought of that before? Because I know
yes.
I have. Okay. So, do our choices matter when it comes to God's will and free will? That's basically what we're talking about today. The first thing, we have evidence of this from the very beginning of the Bible. The story of Adam and Eve, one of those that I know you know about. We have a situation where God had a will for Adam and Eve, and did they follow it?
No.
No, they didn't. They sinned, okay?
Why did he do it if they knew? If he knew that they were going to disobey?
So that Jesus would come.
We'll get into some of that.
Really?
The thing is, though, God had a will and they didn't go through with it, okay? And that's kind of what we do quite often. We don't follow what we're supposed to do. Same thing with Adam and Eve. We'll get more into Adam and Eve later. I just wanted to introduce that a little bit. Here's the thing, though. All throughout the Bible, we and the Bible characters are given choices, okay? Some of them make good ones, some of them make bad ones. Can you think of anyone that made a bad one?
Cain.
Judas.
Bad.
Kanye made a terrible decision. I love you, Jesus, but Beyonce had the greatest video.
Kanye sounds like a Bible.
Kanye chapter 4.
The book of Kanye.
He's probably going to listen to this too, I bet. Because I'm going to tweet to him.
Yeah, he's on our website. He follows
us. Yeah, a lot of people, I think Judas probably made the biggest mistake of all time when he gave up the Son of God for, 30 pieces of silver or whatever it was.
Then he changed his mind. Too late.
Yep, too late. Too bad.
But you know what? He probably could have repented and Jesus would have forgiven, but he ended up killing himself.
Exactly.
He killed him so he's in hell?
Probably.
Topic for another day. Actually, put it in the question box and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, listen up. Jesus himself came because our free will was leading us to bad decision after bad decision. We were sinning and making all kinds of mistakes. And God kind of looked down and was like, okay, this isn't working. I need, enter Jesus in our lives. Because our free will was not meeting God's will. And that's what this whole night's about. Our free will has got to meet God's will. And here's a little example I thought of. It's pretty interesting. It might be kind of hard to follow, so I'll try to map it out so we can follow it. The question that I brought up, if God knows everything that you're going to do, then how do you have a choice, or do our choices matter, that kind of thing. I want you to think of this real quick. I want you to think it's a fall evening. It's pretty hard to think of right now, right? It's a fall evening. You're at home. You're bored. And you think to yourself, I'm going to go on a night drive. It's a beautiful night. I'm going to go for a drive. Put the windows down. Music up. It's going to be cool. So you get in your car. Yeah. You get in your car and a drunk driver hits you and you die. Okay, here's the question. Did God know that was going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't know that.
God knows all.
Yes.
But he shouldn't have known the consequences.
This is an easy question.
If that was going to happen, God knew that was going to happen because he knows your future, he knows the present, past, everything. Okay, but here's the thing. Just because he knew that was going to happen, that didn't change the fact that you had a choice, right? To get in the car.
Right.
Okay, now, same scenario. Follow me here. Same exact scenario, you're getting ready to get in the car and you think, actually, I don't have much gas, I don't want to get gas, I'm going to come back inside and play video games instead. and you don't die.
And
okay?
You get hit by a car.
Shut up!
It's like that movie.
Did God know that you were going to change your mind?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you see what I'm getting at? Even though God knows everything that you're going to do, the choice is still ours. Every choice that we make is still our decision. It's nothing that he forces you to do.
Yeah, we own
it. Yeah, it's all on us. So when it comes to making good and bad choices, it's not like, well, God already knows I'm going to do this, so I might as well, or, well, God should make me do right. You know, that's not how it is.
Responsibility.
Now, stop texting.
I was
showing up. I'm going to take that away until school's over.
Untext.
Yes, Edmund.
Untext.
All right. Listen to this. There's a whole lot of Bible verses. Listen. Shh. Whole lot of Bible verses that say things like this. Choose light over darkness. Okay? Choose not to commit adultery. Choose not to murder. Choose the Prince of Peace over the Prince of the World.
Didn't King David do that?
All of these things. Choose. Given a choice. All the things that are in the Bible. And those things are in God's will, aren't they? Those are God's will to do, but sometimes we still don't do them. It's still our choice to make. Next thing I wanted to share was, in order to do the will of God and to make the right choices, we have to hear the voice of God. And I once read this in a book. It's stuck with me ever since. Basically, the author was saying, and it's biblical too, but just not in the exact words, every time that you're supposed to do something that God wants you to do and you don't do it, your heart hardens. Have you heard that before? Your heart gets a little bit harder every time you know God wants you to do something and you don't do it. Okay? And the Bible pretty much teaches that if you are going to hear the voice of God, you have to have a soft heart. Like people say, I need a soft heart for the poor, for the hungry, you know, and one example of people that are like have hardened hearts are like, it's all about me. They wake up in the morning and they're like, how am I going to make me better today? And what am I going to do? Oh gosh, I have to do this at 3 and this. Oh, it's going to be a bad day, when it's supposed to be about other people. We're supposed to have soft hearts. I always pray to God to give me a soft heart. I pray for this youth group, this church, to have softened hearts. Because if you don't, it can be a really, really bad thing, and you're not going to be able to hear what God wants you to do if you have a hardened heart. So hopefully that makes sense to you. Real quick, back to the Adam and Eve story. After the fall, where they sinned, what happened after that? Did they start doing what God wanted?
They got thrown out.
When they said, like, be fruitful and multiply and name the animals, that kind of stuff,
they did
those things, okay? So here's what I want to tell you. You could have made bad choice after bad choice your whole life, some really messed up stuff, but that doesn't mean that your next one has to be bad. Like, from now on, that's one of the best things about the gospel, is like you're given 50, 60, 70 chances, you know, all these different chances, and you have a chance from today and moving forward to make good choices, and our choices affect the people around us. What you got?
Oh, if the Nazarenes believed that, like, you can lose your salvation, is that true?
Topic for another day.
That's a huge topic.
It's a huge topic. Put it in the question box.
But it's a good question.
Some of these things, I mean, really good questions, but the thing is, I would like talk till like 9 o'clock on some of them, so that's why we got
to
break them up a little bit. That's good though. And actually, if you want, you don't have to put it in there, I'll just remember it, and we'll get to it.
That's good, because I'll put it in the game.
Remember that question you asked? I have no idea. All right, just a few more things. Here's another quote I once heard about choices. We will always be doing the right thing if we are walking in the character of Christ, regardless of what consequences come our way. Pretty good. Now, what are some choices you make every day? Like, I have one I thought of. When you wake up, do I put on deodorant or do I not?
I should
hope so. First thought, if I get out of bed or not.
Yeah.
Number one.
But that one doesn't affect people as much as the deodorant one. What's interesting is you could put on deodorant 364 days a year, but the one day you don't.
Everyone remembers it,
and they're like, okay, this person is gross. And now, it was God's will for you to put it on, but doesn't mean that you're absolutely, you know, automatically going to do what God wants you to do.
Unless it wasn't, and it caused someone like ripple effect.
Yeah.
Change history.
All kinds of choices. Now, as Christians, every single day we're supposed to do what God wants, and it's pretty difficult to make like every single choice for God, but it's what we're supposed to do. And when I say that, I don't mean like pray to God and say, God, should I have Apple Jacks or Honeycomb?
Honeycomb.
Don't be vain.
Depends on what day it is, I guess.
Don't put God to the test.
I've done that. He's always failed. That's why I don't put him on the test.
Cast lots and it falls in the Apple Jacks and turns me out.
That'd be a funny movie.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like Almighty, it'd be like 31.
I would love it.
Almighty would be the best, though.
So, not exactly those decisions about cereal and stuff, but there are a whole lot of decisions that we make that we don't really have God in mind, and we'll talk about that in a second. But first, I want to share one final story. Everyone likes story time, right?
Story time!
Yay! This story was from 2 years ago. Anyone heard of Ichthus Festival?
Yeah.
Ichthus Festival?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christian It's a Christian music festival.
Oh,
I've been for 2 years. And actually, this starts before this festival that I went to. My family and I went to Florida. And it was kind of a graduation thing for me and a vacation for them. And I remember before we went to Florida, I was thinking, sometimes I go to Florida, like we used to go every year, and I would get, like, the first day I would get really bad sunburn because I would be dumb enough to think to put on sunblock, or, like, I wouldn't put on very much of it.
Like I did it
too. Yeah. So I would think things like, well, I mean, I usually tan pretty easy, but, like, the first day of a vacation I would always get burned because I would think, well, I tan easy, so it's not a big deal to not have a bunch on. So this particular trip to Florida, I was like, okay, this year I'm going to do it the right way, and the first day put on a ton of sunblock, and I only stayed outside for like 2 hours. The next day, it was like a little less sunblock, a little more, you know, kind of, I did it right, and I had one of the best tans ever, okay? So I was like, yes, I'm not burned, and I actually enjoyed my trip, okay? Fast forward about 3 weeks, it's time for the Ichthus Festival, and I'm still super duper tan, everything's gravy, you know, guess what happens?
You put on sunscreen because you think you're tan.
Yeah, I went to Ichthus and I was like, I don't really need it, I'm super tan, I'm just going to get more tan, right? And I had a cutoff on, and I'm talking like third degree burn on the shoulders. It was like one of those that was like bumpy and
blisters.
I mean, taking a shower, I was like, I'm getting out like right away. It was awful, like taking shirts on and off. Ah! Like would hurt that bad.
You got sick.
Well, I don't know if it was even that.
It was bad.
I'm saying it looked and felt really, really bad. And I thought it was like poisoning all this stuff, and it was crazy. But point of this whole thing, again, which kind of relates to the Lynn Bias story, you can make good decisions your whole entire life, but that one bad choice can be really bad.
Who did hear the Lynn Bias story last week?
Nate. Can we go over it again last week?
Lynn Bias was a second pick in the 1986 draft basketball. He was like just as good, maybe better than Michael Jordan. 2 days after he was drafted, he overdosed on cocaine. First time he ever took drugs in his life. And I've been told literally that we'd be wearing Air Bias shoes instead of Air Jordan shoes. You don't know him as 1986, but I'm saying he was a good guy, and he died because he made one bad decision.
History, you've never heard of him? No.
So that's what this is all about. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm good. I make good decisions all the time. I don't do these things. I haven't done that. Haven't done that. And then one time you're faced with temptation and you give into it, your entire life can change. Like, bad, bad stuff. So that's what this is kind of about, and trying to encourage all of you. And back to the free will thing, almost done. I'm very thankful that we have free will, that we're not robots, and God's not making me go, I love Jesus, you know? I mean, I'm thankful. I'm glad that I get to choose that and, like, live a life for him. And I have free will, but, again, our free will is trying to meet God's will. And I put this verse. The verse of the day is,
I am the vine, you are the branches.
Apart from me,
is that what Jesus sounds like?
Nothing.
This is important though. This is one of my favorite verses when Christ says this. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, especially that last part, you can do nothing without him. That means that every decision that you make, if God's not in mind when you make that decision, don't forget it.
It's counted as nothing.
It's not going to help you in any way if you don't have God in mind. Even some things that are kind of small in life, you know, you've got to make right choices for him. So, last thing, God does have a plan for us, for sure, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows what you're going to do, you know, 5, 10, 15 years from now. But the choice is still ours, and be thankful for free will, but also use it to your advantage and teach that to other people.
Tell other people they have free will.
Well, some people think that Christians are kind of robots and like, well, you have to do this and you have to do that.
No.
Basically say, it's my choice to believe in him because that's what love is when you're not forced.
Yeah, it's not coercion, it's grace.
Your grace is enough. I'll edit that out. Not...
Jesus.
Sing that on Sunday.
One more thing. Even though we have free will, remember to pray, God, your will be done. Sometimes you get prideful with our will. But you can do it.
Exactly.
But ask God for his will before your will.
This concludes our radio broadcast.